Technology has transformed so many areas of our lives. Hailing a cab, renting a room, seeing photos of what strangers are eating for dinner right now. But so far, technology hasn't done that much to help you set up a financial plan. A real live financial planner can look at the big picture and figure out what you need to do to achieve your long-term goals. But where's the AI-assisted hyper-tech version of that? Rona Birenbaum and Seon Vas are the co-founders of VivaPlan, a robo-financial planner that won first prize in the Ryerson DMZ BMO FinTech Accelerator program last week. Well, that's a big mouthful. They join us now to talk about their new product. Hello there to you both.
Good morning, Bruce.
VivaPlan, VivaPlan. Which is it?
It's VivaPlan.
VivaPlan. Okay. So first, Rona, how did this come about?
Well, this started from a problem that I had in my business, and the best businesses come out of solving a problem, and that is in my fee-only financial planning practice, we were turning away clients every day because we didn't have the capacity. So there was more demand than we had time for. We hired, we doubled our staff. So just more people wanting independent, unbiased, fee-only advice and a capacity constraint. So I met Seon. And he's got a technology background, and he was looking for a problem to solve with technology. And he asked me what the biggest problem was, and I said, scale. How do you scale this business? If you can figure out how we can get more people really solid, actionable financial plans using technology and cost-effectively, then let's work together.
So, Seon, how does this actually work? I watched the demo video,
sure,
but give
yeah.
our listeners the lay of the land.
Definitely. I mean, I think there's two things. So one is, how does it work right now? And then the other part is, how does it work in the future? Where do we see this going? So right now, just to kind of give the value prop of what we do, what we're doing is fee-only financial planning is a service that is tremendously valuable to Canadians because they get unbiased financial plans. They know that the plan they're getting is actually in their best interest. The problem is it costs between $3,000 and $8,000.
Yeah.
So and the reason for that is because it takes 18 hours potentially of human actual planner time to create that plan. So what we do is we're automating lots of the parts of the human labor involved in creating a financial plan. So the first part is rather than a planner having back and forth email, in-person meetings, all just to collect information, we have an online portal that collects all that user information, helps the client understand how to answer questions, where they need to get documents. Completely removing the human mental task on that end. That's the first part. The second part, which we're working on right now, is rather than a planner taking that information and putting it into an online engine manually, why can't you automate that? Why can't you have that data automatically connected to an engine and process that way? That's the second part of it. And the third part of it, real quick, is one of the largest reasons is that financial documents currently, pension statements, insurance policies, tax returns, planners are manually going through these documents to find what's actually important in that document and relevant to that client. So how do you have, what's typically called in technology an OCR pipeline, an optical character recognition pipeline that can automatically go through that document, see what's important, and rather than a planner doing that, you can have a computer do that.
Rona, what does it cost and what's the output? Mm-hmm. What do you get? Mm-hmm. So you spend all this time as the retail investor, as the consumer, mm-hmm. inputting all this info. Mm-hmm. You pay some money to your firm. Mm-hmm. What do you get? Well, how much do you pay and what do you get?
So our comprehensive plan is $800. And we have some lighter versions where individuals might be looking for very simple feedback, and those are lower priced. But the full plan is really where you get all the power from and all the information and education and empowerment from. And what you get as far as an output is concerned is not all that different than what we deliver on the full service side. So it's a comprehensive report that is a combination of numbers and charts, but more importantly, text, specific actionable steps that clients should take to move them towards their, short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals, whatever they're defined as. So it's really not a simple, you should save X dollars a month and you'll retire okay. It's not that at all. It's you can save X dollars a year in 2018 and 2019, but in 2020, daycare starts.
Right.
So you're going to have to take an RSP hiatus for a little while, and then it's going to be able to pick up. And so it's very sensitive to both changes in cash flow, changes in tax position. And so from a cash flow standpoint, it's very specific. And then beyond that, it's things like, okay, if you're underinsured and you need disability insurance, what are the kinds of coverages you should consider? How do you compare group and individual coverage? very specific, actionable things. It could be something like, well, take the money that's sitting in your TFSA account and pay down your credit card. Mm. So, you know, it's really not just charts and graphs and simple things like do A, B, or C. It's very, very detailed.
Sion, what was the hardest part to design?
Yeah, I mean, this is with any tech product, it's always a constantly iterating process. You're constantly getting feedback from people, redesigning. In terms of the hardest part to design, that's kind of what we're building right now, which is that document processing engine. And that's generally a complex task because you need a lot of data and you need to build the algorithms to process the data. So right now, it's that part's still on the human end, but that's what we're excited to build. And that's the part that's going to be the hardest to design. How do you really intelligently go with an insurance policy?
Rona, you ask about goals in this process for a consumer. Obviously, everybody does that. But what you did that I love and fits with my worldview is you also ask why a goal is important. Why did you include that step in there?
I think it's very important to connect to what is the essence or the reward for a particular goal, because a goal that is something that is achievable over more than a week. In other words, you have to work at it for more than a week to get it. You're going to need a fair bit of motivation and incentive to make that happen. So connecting to the purpose and the payoff is one way I've learned over the years that allows people to stay determined, committed, and trade off action towards that goal from something else that might give them some immediate satisfaction.
Sion, there's a question in there about what's unique about your circumstances. So you're asking the consumer to address that. What sort of things are you looking for and how does that affect the model?
Yeah, I think every person's financial situation is completely unique. And we want to make sure that an online platform is still able to capture the nuances about that person's situation. So it could be the fact that, you know, they're kind of debating whether they want to retire at age 66 versus age 70, right? So it's really nuances that are very unique
to them.
Maybe
I'm going to have another kid.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Maybe I'm going to have an affair, you know, leave my marriage. Do you get
planned an affair 4 years in advance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Totally. Why not?
That. Now, when you were testing it out, what were the hurdles, say, on for people completing it? Because one of the things we know from a usability standpoint is people are super weird about how we engage with technology. And as
sure.
a designer, you think, what's the big deal? It's no, like you're uploading a document. What were some of the things that surprised you that people got stuck on that you thought, like, really?
Yeah, I think people get stuck purely, first of all, because of the volume of questions.
Right.
So that's like a important part of kind of our thinking behind this. We could have designed like a shorter questionnaire, but then it's a lightweight plan. The plan they get isn't actually what's best for them. So the system processes 300 to 500 questions. So it's a lot of questions. So really the design problem is how do you get people to answer all those questions, you know, ideally in a shorter time frame.
How long would it take to answer all those questions? 2 hours?
It varies depending on the individual. So feedback so far has been, I think the most organized individuals will do it in an hour to an hour and a half. And those are individuals that already know where their money is, how much they're spending on certain things. They're in touch with the financial side of their lives. For those that are feeling disconnected, it could take them on and off days. Like they could go in and then take a break and then
right.
go in. So we make it so that you don't have to do it all at once. And in addition, sometimes people don't know where to get the information that we're asking for.
Right.
So for example, the CPP statement. So we provide info bubbles that says, okay, you call this number and you ask these questions and this is how you get this information. And we ask a question maybe about insurance. Well, you can request a policy summary from your insurance agent. So it could take a few days and there are some people that started a few weeks ago and they're still working through it. So then it's our job to go back and say,
hey,
how you doing?
How you doing? I'll send you a cupcake. Rona, one last question. When does your product not make sense for people?
It doesn't make sense for individuals with complex planning needs. And good examples of that would be individuals with cross-border tax issues. I would say incorporated individuals with complex affairs like family trusts, corporate holding companies, you know, very successful business owners, those kinds of things. Individuals, what I would also say is probably best to deal with a full service planner would be blended families. So if you've got a second or third marriage, you've got children from prior marriages, and the estate planning piece becomes very complex. Right. This is not designed for that.
Well, thank you both very much for your time. I'll be interested to see how it unfolds.
We'll keep
you posted.
I bet you will. Rona Birenbaum and Seon Voss are the co-founders of VivaPlan, a robo-financial planner that just won first prize in the Ryerson DMZ BMO FinTech Accelerator program.